USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing extreme heat today through the rest of the week. The heat expected to stick with folks through the rest of this week with very little relief in sight until next week. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa on ways you can avoid heat exhaustion.
Number one, the most important thing is limit your time outdoors. It only takes a matter of minutes before you can start to experience some of the heat-related symptoms. Also, you want to be careful between the hours of 11 and 3 where there are most UV rays are emitted and also where it's the hottest. So be careful during 11 and 3 p.m.
The White House says President Biden will sign executive orders on climate change this week. The president attending a climate change event in Massachusetts tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.